reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma once more at your service as the host. And then here we have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Yeah, I'm Ali and I'm from India and I'm a student in the holy city of Qom.
Thank you.
And I'm Sayyid Mustafa and I'm also a student here. I'm actually learning psychology here in Hawza. And I've lived in different parts of the world. Originally, I'm from Pakistan.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming here and for being a part of Back to Reality.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. As you know, there are some times in life in which we need to be silent. But then there comes too much of things in the middle and we cannot do that. Well, let's talk about silence. And is it important to just rein it in some of the time and to keep silent?
Sure. Why don't I start?
Salad, go first.
Yeah, sure. So it's definitely an interesting question about, you know, I think there is a time to be, you know, silent and there is time to talk as well. And I think we sometimes forget the silent part of it. Normally, when we discuss things, we're normally focusing on how to talk, what's the best manner to talk, when to talk, right?
And to talk back, of course.
How to talk back, how to argue, for example, how to understand, how to speak, well, all these things. But we forget how important silence is itself. Silence, for example, one of the benefits of silence, I would say, is that you listen to others when you're silent.
Exactly. Right?
If you're always talking, when are you going to listen to someone else?
You're not going to get the chance to understand other people's perspective.
Right. So that in itself shows you that silence is maybe just as important as learning how to speak. It's just as important to be silent and learn how to listen as well. That's a big part of it. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess like being silent or, you know, talking is actually subjective to the moment or the scenario. You know, we need to look at the, you know, the whatever is going around us, like what's the best thing to do, like being silent over here and, or you know, to speak out. And as Brother Munch mentioned, silence at times is not just helpful, but it is also required to learn things. You know, if you just keep on, you know, talking, you don't get the chance to get the matter, get some knowledge. So in times you need to be silent sometimes and subjective to the time again, you need to speak out.
So let's make those moments clear from the very beginning. What are the moments when we need to be silent?
For example, I feel that, you know, the subjects and the matters that we are not very much, you know, we don't have very much knowledge about it.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't speak over there. So that'll just spoil the things. That'll make the things even worse.
So the first one is not to speak when you do not know much.
Yeah, when you have no knowledge, just, you know, try to be silent.
Yeah. And then
I was just to add to that, I mean, if you're going to end up speaking about a topic that you don't know, many times you end up looking like a fool, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're just going to look very arrogant. I mean, you're just not going to look good, in it, you know, so it's just best to remain silent and look normal or just nice, right?
Yeah.
Why? Or you're just going to get to some troubles that are not meant to be.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So these were just only two moments or important situations in which you can stop talking and keep quiet. But then I'm sure there are more of situations in which we can keep silent. But let's go for a short break and then we'll be back to see the rest of the story. So yeah, welcome back. This is IRB English Radio, Back to Reality it is, and we're talking about silence and how important it is to keep silent sometimes. And if you want my idea, I would say most of the times, because You know, talking is a responsibility, according to me. And for every single word you mention, you're going to be responsible and you're going to be asked one day. Because sometimes, unconsciously, you just say something that would break the heart of someone. It would say something without any intention, but then it would bring some bad blood between people. And then a lot of situations like this. So, yes. It's good to be silent most of the times, according to me, but then it needs practice.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so far we've discussed, you know, some of the benefits of silence, where we can use it, but silence is actually a topic that's also been greatly emphasized in our religion.
Exactly.
For example, we have a saying from Imam Ali. He said that silence is the sign of nobility and the fruit of the intellect. Right? If you think about, like, when you look at children, children are just talking and noisy all the time,
yeah.
Right? If an adult behaves that way, that's not a sign of great intellect, right?
Maturity.
Right. And I think we also have sayings, which, you know, according to the lines, that one of the doors of hell is through the tongue, right?
Exactly.
Like you said, it's a great responsibility. We can hurt people with our tongue. We can start fights with this, you know?
It could act like a sword.
Yeah, so it can create great harm as well. So silence is a discipline that we need to practice, and which will help us become better, right?
Exactly, what are your thoughts? Yeah. Just adding to that, you know, sometimes, as you mentioned, that we can harm others with our words, and maybe we're not even aware of it. That, you know, our words might harm someone, and we might make someone angry or sad. So, and again, the sister mentioned a very good point. You know, silence, maintaining silence most of the times is better. Just adding to that, there's also hadith that, you know, we are accountable of each and every word that we speak. So most of the times we need to make sure. So according to this, we can get to know that, you know, the lesser we speak, the lesser we commit mistakes, we make mistakes. And apart from that, like when to remain silent and when to speak, what I believe is we have a golden rule in Islam, not just for this thing. And that is ahammu milakan. You know, you acquire what is the most important thing or what is the most significant thing.
Was that the translation of what you just said?
Yeah, ahammu milakan. Okay. You just see, like, deem whatever is the most significant thing.
Okay.
So you just see, like, according to the situation, with respect to the situation, what is required over here? And you do accordingly.
And actually, we have a lot of narrations that sometimes silence is the best thing you could do. But according to this subject matter, there are a lot of narrations. And I'm sure we could still have some more about that. And by the way, now we're saying we're talking on the importance of silence, but sometimes it's not good to keep silent. So we have both at the very same time.
Right,
we
right.
should just look at this very thing that is just, it's working like a scale. We should prioritize which one is important. And different situations have got different consequences and they require different reactions. Sometimes silence is not the best thing you can do.
You're right. And that's when you have to speak up. For example, you have to speak up for justice, right? You have
exactly.
to speak up against oppression. There are times when you don't have to be silent. Like, for example, if I'm teaching someone, I can't be silent if I'm teaching them. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we're discussing, it's sort of like, as the brother said, that, you know, it depends on the situation.
Exactly, and yeah.
One example I just wanted to bring up about where silence can be very helpful practically, which has really helped me in my own life, by the way, is in parenting. One thing that we don't realize is that with our children, one thing that we can use as a tool is silence. We don't always have to keep nagging them. We don't always have to keep speaking
yeah.
up against them.
I guess in all interactions, not just as parents, even with your friends, with your family members, with
definitely.
Other people in society.
But I mean, I bring this up because our teachers talk about
yeah.
it, right, in class, that as a tool for parenting, as a tool for as a father, one of the roles that you should play in the household is forgiveness and silence.
Exactly.
Right. I felt for me that was really helpful advice. It just helped me a lot in my home. Maybe
and
it helped
I would
someone else.
Say that sometimes by silence, you would teach people, even those people who are doing you wrong, when you do not answer them back, then there might be a bigger lesson for them that could be
right.
even more thoughtful than your words in a speech. So Brother Ali?
Yeah, in contrast to remaining silent, if you talk about when we should speak up.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, sometimes it is wrong to remain silent where you should actually speak up. The wrongdoings in justice, as brother mentioned, like, you know, when someone is getting oppressed.
Yeah.
So over there, you don't have to remain silent. You need to raise your voice over there.
Exactly.
So in these kind of situations, it's actually wrong to remain silent.
Yeah.
You know, your remaining silent over here can actually strengthen the enemy. So
these are
the times where you need to speak up and raise your voice.
So we're just saying that it's good to be silent, and it's one of the tools to teach people, as the brother mentioned. But then again, there comes some times when we have to speak up.
Yeah.
Just like for justice, for when we see someone is oppressed, and we could be the voice of the silent people. In those situations, I guess it's just unthoughtful to stay silent. Well, let's go just for a short break, and then we'll be back for the last part of today's episode.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Well, this is Back to Reality. You're still listening to us, and we're talking about silence, something which is very important, but sometimes we forget, or maybe we do not have the skill, or we maybe have never practiced that in our life, so that we cannot just bring it into practice. So, why sometimes I can't stay silent?
You know, the crucial factors that can stem this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have got a few points that can be the factors, the various factors. Sometimes it's the emotional reactivity of a person.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in the mm-hmm. tense situations, and sometimes in times of anger and anxiety, it is difficult for the person to stay silent. And he mm-hmm. just, you know, he just...
Everything comes out.
Yeah, just everything comes out of his mouth. Yeah. So he just says everything. So in these situations, you know, kind of emotional people, it's hard for them to stay silent.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's the communication habits. You know, some people, we identify them as like very talkative in the society.
Yeah. I'm sure psychological right. people would have a lot to say on that.
Yeah, I'm saying one thing that you mentioned about anger, you know, anger is a time when we are told to be silent, by the way.
Exactly. You can worsen
important.
Up the things.
That's probably one of the most like critical times when you should be silent. Like yeah. that will help you control your anger, right? But yeah, there's a lot to say about this. But go ahead, yeah. Finish your...
Yeah, and the second one, you know, the people who are talkative, they just have to share their opinion on mm-hmm. each and everything.
Yeah, it's a habit.
Although it's not required. So this is, and somewhat related to this, there are these people who fear of missed out. Again, you know, they the same thing.
You mean they're misunderstood?
No, they feel like, you know, missed out. You know, in the conversation, there's a conversation going on. They're like, you know,
oh, they're left out of the conversation.
They yeah. don't want to feel left out.
I see.
So they have to just... like shoving their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. they,
as if they guess, don't talk, everybody would think they are just deaf and they cannot talk. They're not hearing the yeah. conversation.
So, I mean, it's what you're saying is that a lot of times you develop a habit, right? And it can become a negative habit
yeah.
Of doing that. I mean, silence is, I think, almost like a tool, right? Mm-hmm. Like we said. Imagine like you're carrying a hammer around with you all the time. You don't want to like just... continuously wave that hammer around with you all the time. Otherwise, you'll destroy things, right? You only want to use it when it's required. And I think that's, by the way, the irony is that we're talking about silence, right? So I just found that to be
yeah.
ironical.
And that was a good, actually, metaphor to use, like the hammer. And
but yeah, you want to use it when it's required. So you want to talk when it's required to talk. You don't want to just damage things. And
right.
just
exactly.
make mistakes.
And I think those people who talk too much, their words would lose that authority that they actually expect their word to have. When you talk too much, even those people who are around you would not take you seriously, because that's a habit of yours, and nobody would care about your words, because they think like, okay, it's their habit and they've got used to talking. So there is not much of value for the words you speak around people. That's why we have to control it. We have to rein it in sometimes, just as the brother mentioned, that hammer, you can use it somewhere so important and crucial and in occasions when you just have to speak. First thing first, you have to be patient. And then I guess silence is going to be a helper. This was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for staying with us until another session. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.